Rugby. The first of Ireland's two test tour to Argentina takes place this Saturday evening. The Irish team was named by head coach Joe Schmidt a little over an hour ago. Robbie Dyack will make his debut. Jordy Murphy his first start. The team in full: Felix Jones at fullback, Andrew Trimble and Simon Zebo on the wings, Luke Marshall, Darren Cave are named at centre, Conor Murray, Jonathan Sexton making up a very familiar halfback pairing. Front row is Jack McGrath, Rory Best and Mike Ross. Paul O'Connell will captain the side on what is his 100th test game when you factor in his Lions appearances. Ian Henderson named alongside him in the second row. Dyack, Chris Henry and number 8 Jordy Murphy will make up the back row. The Connacht pairing of Rodney Ayew and Kieran Marmion are in line to make debuts. They've been included amongst the replacements. Damien Varley, Dave Kilcoyne, Devon Toner, Jamie Heaslip, Ian Madigan and Fergus McFadden make up the rest of the match day squad. John Fallon is in Argentina. He's been chatting to Joe Schmidt initially about how straightforward a selection this was.
Yeah, it was difficult in some ways, but it was actually relatively easy in other ways. There's a number of players who are fatigued from the Pro 12 final. There's a number of players that we wanted to give an opportunity. We have this one window to really do that. The Guinness series is going to be measurably tougher with South Africa and Australia. It's going to be very, very tough here, but one of the things that you want to find out is how do players cope in a tough environment. It'll be hostile. It's a place where a test match rugby hasn't been before, so the local population will be very much behind the Argentinians. It's a pitch that's a different size, and it's a combination that it's the first time that they've been put together for Ireland. So there's a number of challenges, and we just want to really see how they manage the situation.
A huge occasion for several players. Robbie Dyack makes his debut, first start for Jordy Murphy. Darren Cave stepping into Brian O'Driscoll's shoes, and possible debuts off the bench for Kieran Marmion and Rodney Ayew. It's a wonderful opportunity for these players.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and it's a real responsibility, because if that opportunity is afforded to you, then I think you've got to reciprocate with the best performance you can put together. And the way they've trained this week, that's certainly what they're working toward. Now, with the combinations that we have, with the combative nature of the way the Argentinians play, and they're a little bit unknown, they're a little bit harder to predict than other teams that we've played, then, you know, to be able to adapt and endure what will be a fairly tough test match, a very tough environment, you know, it's going to give us a little bit more information about how these guys are going to cope in the future.
And you're expecting a huge challenge from Argentina?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, since I was a kid, I've watched teams come to Argentina, and I've even seen Argentinian teams get hockeyed away from home, and then suddenly they come back here, and there's a whole different mindset. You know, even having a chat to Felipe Contepomi yesterday evening, you know, he's very conscious that this team will be very, very tough to beat.
It's Joe Schmidt chatting to John earlier this afternoon. We're going to stay with rugby. We're going to move on to this story about the naming rights to grounds, particularly within provincial rugby, being sold. Your thoughts to 51552 or 80889 from Northern Ireland. It all means Ravenhill is no more. From today, the ground is to be known as Kingspan Stadium and follows the sale of the venue's naming rights over a 10-year period by Ulster Rugby. The chief executive of Ulster Rugby is Shane Logan. Very easy place to start on this. Maybe exactly what does the deal cover?
This is a deal which renames the ground Kingspan Stadium, and therefore from now on we're now Kingspan Stadium, and delighted to be as such. It is right at the leading edge of levels of investment in club rugby, and it allows us to invest very substantially in rugby across Ulster. We have 35,000 players, we have 55 clubs, several hundred schools, and we're trying to grow all to thrive in their own right and to produce a leading team of international and provincial players.
Is this a move that you actively pursued, or did Kingspan drive this?
It's a wee bit like a marriage coming together. We've been looking at naming rights for about 3 years now. We've been on a journey exploring it, and Kingspan have been significant sponsors of ours for 15 years, and for the last 2 years have been on our shirt. So it's more been a logical progression to this point rather than one party or another driving it.
I presume you're not in a position to make public the value or give some idea of what the value is over 10 years.
No, I'm sorry, that's commercial in confidence, but we are aware of what other deals out there are in rugby, and we're pleased that it's very good value for money.
In the modern era of professional sport, in your opinion, is this something that's economically necessary for a province to strive or a province to reach the ambitions that you possess at Ravenhill?
Well, first of all, it's not Ravenhill anymore. We're not at Kingspan Stadium.
You'll forgive me that one.
It'll take a while to change, yes. I think it is desirable. I don't know if it's completely necessary, but from our point of view, the stadium and rugby in Ulster isn't simply about the professional team. It's about all rugby that's played right across. So, for example, some of the money from this deal will help fund what we have happening here on Saturday, where we have one of Europe's largest festivals of disabled rugby. We have about 500 children and young people coming here on Saturday for a festival of rugby for people with learning disabilities from five different countries. So it's not simply about investing in the professional side, it's about having balanced investment across all parts of the game. Mm.
Just on that, does it fall upon yourselves to enforce the referral of the new ground as the Kingspan Stadium, or is that something that you get into? Does Ulster now need to remind us on an ongoing basis that it's Kingspan Stadium to get away from those slips like the one I've just made?
Yes, of course. It's like somebody getting married and a name changing. It's not necessarily going to roll off the tongue within the first day or the first week, but through time, through a consistent message, yes, we need to help people remember that it's now the Kingspan Stadium.
I'm sure it's been pointed out to you already that it's a history that goes back to 1923. Is it something that you've agonised over to do away with the name Ravenhill?
No, because we recognise that if we want to grow all parts of the game, we need substantial investment. With substantial investment, we can't grow our game and protect our game. So the substance of what we're doing is more important to invest in that and to protect that. And so, no, it's, again, I'll come back to it, like getting married and a name change on getting married, take a wee bit of getting used to, but it's absolutely the right thing to do.
What do you expect the reaction from the fans to be like?
I think very positive. I think that for some it will be difficult to get used to. I remember with Lansdowne Road going, it took me a year or two to get my head around it, but now I call it nothing but the Aviva. Mm. But I think it'll be similar. Some people will cotton on to it very quickly. For others, it will take an awful lot longer.
To be involved in Ulster Rugby at the moment, I'd imagine it's probably quite a stressful position that you're in, but it's an exciting project to be a part of. Even we were in Letterkenny a couple of months back with the programme, and to see the work that's going on there, that, you know, it truly now is the nine-county army, and you're taking the sport into areas that wouldn't be regarded as particular rugby strongholds.
We're very fortunate in rugby in that if you play rugby, then you want to play for your club, your school, you want to play for Ulster, you want to play for Ireland, and then you want to play for the Lions. So we're able to square a lot of different circles. We have 2 million people in Ulster, and if we're going to be the best we can be, we need to reach out and involve everybody and not just one part of the community or another. It needs to be across the whole of the nine counties.
And on that then, people will talk about the investment that has gone on in terms of the facilities at the stadium, in terms of the recruitment that has gone on over the past couple of years. From a business perspective, does Ulster Rugby require success in the very short term to drive that product on and drive that project on?
I think we have to organise our finances in a way which is prudent. So we have to generate enough finance to be able to attract and keep the best players. And we have 55 players under contract here. Only five of them are not Irish eligible players, so the overwhelming majority of our players are homegrown. Now, to grow those players, we need to invest evenly in clubs, schools, and in the professional facilities. So we recognise the need to build for the long term. So, you know, we're not about short term profit, we're about continually moving forward on all fronts, including financial, but moving forward in balance and moving forward prudently. We've been here for 135 years. We need to be here for that length of time going forward.
And just a final question, just to bring it back to on-field matters. With Stephen Ferris on the programme earlier this week to announce his retirement. You look at John Afoa, Tom Court, Johan Muller, all departed. You've been linked with Stuart Hogg. Can we expect much business in the close season, or is the squad much along the lines as it is now, as it will be when the Pro 12 rolls around?
Yeah, we're pretty much complete with our signings, and we're very pleased with what we've got. We have had some great service out of the guys you mentioned before. We have some excellent young players coming through and developing. And we're very pleased with our overseas players, starting with Ruan Pienaar. Mm. We're investing very heavily in the future. We now have about 250 boys between 15 and 19 on programs. So we're investing an awful lot more in grassroots and on the pathway to try and build success for the future.
I suspect I know the answer I'll get, but I'll ask the question anyway. Stuart Hogg, the likelihood in an Ulster jersey next year?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, that's well.
There is no chance of that.
That's grand. Well, there we have it from the horse's mouth. May success come to Kingspan Stadium in the near future. Shane, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
All the best. Thanks very much, man.